Violent clashes erupt on the streets of Tehran. Supporters of moderate Mir Hussein Mousavi became angry after incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was declared the winner in the country's elections. The result has been fiercely disputed by Mousavi supporters, who claim he's the real winner. In Israel, where Iran's uranium enrichment is seen as a direct threat to its existence, Sheila Dale says another 4 years of Ahmadinejad would just further divide East and West.
Well, I'm not exactly happy about it. I think that it just shows all the more so that there's a continuing division between the East and the West. And for Israel, of course, it's not a good sign. Somewhere along the way, Israel is going to have to take steps, whether or not the rest of the Western world agrees with Israel.
Last week, Israel said it had no plans to bomb Iran. Tehran, meanwhile, maintains its nuclear plant is purely to produce the country's energy. In Gaza, Iran's ally Hamas welcomed the results.
The Western world should respect the democracy and the choice of the Iranian people. This is a democratic and free election. We hope that this new Iranian leadership will continue to support the Palestinian rights and its people and help us to end sanctions.
And there was more support for Iran's leader from neighbouring Iraq.
President Ahmadinejad deserves victory, and we hope that he will help us establish security in Iraq. We also hope he'll put an end to the infiltration of terrorists and deny those who intend to harm our country. We wish him all the best.
Iran and Washington have had no official ties since the Islamic Revolution in 1979. But on Friday, the Obama administration said it would like to improve the country's relations, regardless of the election outcome. Hayley Platt, Reuters.